This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is UB.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I love how the U in this is stylized, so I just thought this was named BB.
like your favorite characters, like
BB.
Like BB-8 from Star Wars, or BB from Death Stranding. Yeah.
Both those BBs bit my steez because I have been using BB as an abbreviation for BB for like 10 years.
Okay, yeah.
And then Star Wars and Death Stranding came along and just sucked all the air out of the room.
And I invented the question mark.
Yeah. they gotta go. BB-8.
Yeah. The little white cuck ball.
The tiny cuck ball, the tiny social justice orb. Is one of, like, if I could erase that from history, I would. And I feel like I'm right because everyone forgot about it as soon as Baby Yoda came around.
Right.
Like, Star Wars fans are pathetic because any little tiny cute thing that pops up, they're like,
I want it. You know, I'm going to reach for it. I'm going to make memes out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to buy all the stuff. And then immediately the next thing comes out and it's like, what if we made a smaller thing? And he was like, oh.
Smaller, cuter, more familiar. Yeah.
The like in that Simpsons where the babysitter comes over and he's like, Lisa, men aren't so hard to control as long as they follow their video games and uses the copy of, the game where rust convicts dig each other with rusty hooks, number 4, and just leads Bart into the wall.
Yep.
If they just do like Baby Chewie or Baby C-3PO, that's exactly Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
You're immediately just going to like follow it anywhere.
Yeah.
I see through you.
I hate that I feel the need to clarify that. When we call BB-8 the little white cuckball and made fun of social justice, we're making fun of people who say that. We're not actually taking shots.
That was discourse.
That. Yes.
Roughly 100 years ago when that movie came out.
Right.
Where people who were upset that there were women and black people in Star Wars were using BB-8 as a, I don't know, like a, like surprisingly, like, you know, I cannot channel this at Daisy Ridley or whatever.
Right.
I have to channel it at the robot. I don't really understand why they thought that about the cute little like garbage ball.
Yeah. No idea. UB's a big worm. He's not even a god. They even say this.
What is this doing here?
So like,
how many giant Chthonians do we need?
UB is just like a middle manager who acts as a go-between between Yug and the other what are these things? Shit. Yeah.
Chthonians.
Okay, yeah, the Chthonians.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. He's a Chthonian guy. Yeah. The do you think that the gods of this universe, there's like social caste between the ones that have like cool names and the ones that are named like Gug and UB and Duh and Frub and stuff? Like there's a bunch of them that just have names like if your name was like Boofoo Ross, you know? Or Bono, or you know, Bubba, you, or something like that.
Yeah, if I said, "Hey, my name is Bubba," nothing about me was different. It's just my name, but my name was Bubba.
I'm Chubu,
right?
You know, like I feel like the gods are named like Ugg and Yub, and stuff like that are probably made fun of.
But I also think that like Yug and UB and Zub and Snrub, I think that they also look at, you know, somebody like Zilkoimza and say, oh, look at you all fancy, you know, we're down here, we're down to earth, you know, we're simple men with simple names,
you and your $10 words.
Yeah,
you know, you and your $10,000 words.
What I'm
as your name with no vowels.
What I'm saying is that UB wrote How Do You Like Me Now, that country song about showing up a woman.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.